Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He was out scouting for movie locations. This is years before the Oklahoma City bombing. And got video of someone who is Timothy McVeigh. They've done voice print. They've had specialists look at the nose, the teeth. They've got comparisons here. It is a huge report that is out in all places, Hustler Magazine. And they really started decades ago with the JFK. They talked about 9/11. So Larry Flint certainly knows what sells. And this report meshes with the intel we have that McVeigh never really left the military. But we'll get Mr. Bean to tell his story, Bill Bean, and then we'll bring in the other pieces of the puzzle that we have. We also have photos of a Ryder truck being loaded with what looks like fuel oil at Camp Gruber in Oklahoma right before the attacks. So we got a big report coming out tonight on this. Thank you so much for coming on with us today, Mr. Bean.
Alex, it's good to be on your show.
You bet. I think the best way to do this is tell us about yourself, tell us who you are, tell us where you were, and then how you woke up to the footage you had and the incredible harassment and intimidation you've gone through since you got this footage.
Sure. I started as a local actor in Chicago. I took screenwriting classes and wrote a number of screenplays. I formed a small group of people that were interested in making a film. I formed a production company, and I went out to the Dakotas to look for locations for some of the scenes. I contacted the North Dakota Film Office, and they directed me to a small military base called Camp Grafton. I'd never heard of it, and I actually wasn't that interested in going to see it, but they said, it's right on your way to the other locations. You'd probably have a good time seeing it. So I went over there. And
for those that don't know, in filmmaking, a big part of it is scouting locations, and then every county, every city, or most counties and cities, but all states, have special offices trying to get films made in their state. It's very competitive, so they were there helping you.
Right. That was the North Dakota Film Office.
Yes.
And they were great help to me and directed me over to Camp Grafton. I went to Camp Grafton and met the superintendent, a man by the name of Colonel Dahl. I videotaped myself talking to him, and he said that I was there that day to scout locations for a film. I then took a tour of the base and basically videotaped everywhere I went, and the upshot of that was about an hour or so into the tour, I saw two guys parking a tank. So I forget whether I just walked away from the tour or whether I asked if I could go inside the tank. But anyway, once the tank was parked, I went over with my video camera running, and it had a kind of a porthole entrance in the rear of the tank. That's how you entered and exited. I crouched in the entrance with my video camera running, and the driver of the vehicle was closing a front hatch. He turned around, not knowing that I was there, and basically froze and looked at me and was not too happy to be on film. He attempted to push past me. I attempted to ask him a few questions, as I had everybody else. Everybody else had been very polite to me, very nice, and treated me respectfully, called me sir, and answered any question I had. I asked this guy what he was doing, and he says, I'm just a parts clerk. I'm just parking this thing. And he attempted to push past me, and he finally then did leave. So that is how I got the original tape.
This is unbelievable, folks. Wait until you hear the details with our guest, Bill Bean. On the other side, we have them red-handed.
It's here.
20th, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Miami film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Very important interview today. Another one coming up in the next hour. Top professor, written U.S. biological weapons treaties, going public saying clearly the anthrax attacks are an inside job. Remember those of 2001? He'll be joining us coming up in 51 and a half minutes. Right now, we are joined by Bill Bean, filmmaker out there in the Dakotas, scouting film locations with the film office of the state. He was directed out to a military base. He got authorization from the Colonel Dahl to tape. Everybody was very friendly, but then he goes up to the back of a portal to a large armored vehicle and starts videotaping. The person is upset, trying to be furtive, trying to basically cover their face. And you look at stills of McVeigh with stills of his of him in prison. It is McVeigh. And now there's been voice print, face studies have been done. And this is key. This is a year after he was out of the military, okay? A year after he was even out of the reserves. We're going to go over all that. But let's, for stations that just joined us, Bill, let's recap and start with a story that everything you went through, even before you knew what footage you had, all these weird things were happening. Now you know. And then I want to go into who McVeigh really was, all of our research, what really happened in OKC. We'll do that by the end of the hour. We're not going to take any calls. Sorry, folks. This is so important. I want to give him all the time we've got. Bill, recap, okay? For those that just joined us, recap and then continue.
Okay, sure. So I had written a screenplay and contacted the North Dakota Film Office. They directed me over to the military training base where they teach explosives and demolition. And the base commander, superintendent, Colonel Dahl, met me. I videotaped him. He was very nice. He turned me over to the billeting director, who actually took me on the tour. The tour lasted 2.5-3 hours. And everywhere I went on the base, I videotaped what I was looking at. Even if I didn't have a scene written, I thought, well, I can look at this and maybe write a scene later. Everybody I spoke to was very polite to me. They answered all my questions. I had a very nice time. Then I saw two soldiers parking an armored personnel carrier. I walked away from the billeting director, and I entered the rear of the armored personnel carrier. I crouched in the doorway, and when the soldier who was parking it turned around and looked at me, he basically froze and attempted basically right away just to push past me through the portal. But I was right there. I was blocking the area, so he couldn't do that. And I attempted to ask him. I said, oh, you know, what's your job? And he said, what's that? I said, what's your job? He says, I'm just a parts clerk. Well, I thought that was kind of a flippant answer at the time, and I didn't appreciate that. But I said to him, oh, you just kind of parking this one? And he says, yeah. And I was actually going to ask him a few more questions, but I thought, well, what do I know? You know, maybe he's got some sergeant yelling at him or something. So basically I moved and I let him go by. So that's how I got the footage originally, and that was on August 3rd, 1993, at Camp Grafton, North Dakota. And I finished the tour, went to various other locations on the base, was treated very well by everybody there, and then I left. And I never was at Camp Grafton again, so you can't say that it was some other day he was there or some other time. That was the only day in my life that I'd ever been to Camp Grafton. Now, that was August of 93. About a year later, I started to get hang-up phone calls. And at first, it didn't really mean much to me, other than it was annoying. I thought, well, maybe somebody just got a number that's similar to mine or something like that. But then the hang-up phone calls started to have a pattern to them, wherein I'd get up in the morning and there'd be a hang-up phone call, but nobody'd be there. I'd walk into the bathroom, there'd be a hang-up phone call, nobody'd be there. I'd say, who the heck has given us these hang-up phone calls? There'd be a hang-up phone call, nobody'd be there. This went on, eventually it went on for 10 years, and I'm not exaggerating this at all. It progressed from mere hang-up phone calls to people. I would have somebody in my house, and I'd be speaking to them directly. You know, maybe we'd have just a normal conversation. Who's better, the Cubs or the White Sox? And then the phone would ring, and somebody would say, well, the White Sox are better. And then they'd laugh and hang up. So I was allowed to know that I was under surveillance.
Now, you know how you were under surveillance. 99% chance they were using the phone itself. They dial in on regular landlines. Now everybody knows about cell phones, and they use the receiver itself. So if that's happening to you, unplug the phone from the wall.
Yeah, I would do that today in an instant. I wish I knew that then, yeah. And then it progressed from that to I could be at somebody else's house or somebody else's apartment, and if I brought up the subject of hang-up phone calls, they would then get a hang-up phone call on their phone.
Yeah, you were under heavy surveillance.
Well, you know, I don't know who did it, and I don't know exactly how they did it, but I was allowed to know that not only was my phone tapped, but my my emails were intercepted, my credit card purchases were monitored.
And of course, they should. This happens so often, you probably never would have put two and two together with the footage you had all, you know, from 10 years before, if they hadn't have done this harassment. But they were trying to flesh you out, see what you were doing.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, this guy never identified himself as Tim McVeigh. He just says, I'm just a parts clerk. And that was in 93. Then in 96, in January of 96, I made the acquaintance of a man and his wife, and it later was revealed to me that they had gone into a bookstore. I used to go to a bookstore every Saturday, and it was later told to me that what they had done is they had gone into the bookstore every Saturday for a month and just sat there and watched me. I didn't know this at the time. Then they asked someone to introduce us, and the person who worked at the bookstore said to me, look, there's a couple here, they want to meet you. And I said, they want to meet me? And she says, no, wait a minute, what I mean is I want you to meet them. And I said, okay, why? And she goes, oh, I don't know, just talk to them, will you? So I said, well, okay, you know. So anyway, I got to know this couple, very pleasant, very nice people. And after I had known them for a couple of months, it turned out that he was a retired military intelligence officer from Fort Huachuca, Arizona. And Fort Huachuca, I believe, is where they have signal intercept. So that's a place where,
yes,
like the NSA, where they listen to phone calls and they monitor switchboards.
But I will tell you, harassment would probably be done from a sub office under the name of a private corporation with a U.S. government agent over it with private contractors, just from past things we witnessed.
Yes, I when I got the hang of phone calls, then I learned to do star 69, and I learned to record what happened when I dialed star 69. And this was interesting, too. I would.
And by the way, you did record those, yes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And you've given those to the press now. Please continue.
Sure. For instance, I'd get a hang of phone call, and then I'd put the record on, and I'd dial star 69, and then an operator would come on and say, the number of your last incoming call was blah, 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 blah. And then they'd say, punch one now to call that number back. So then I would punch the number back. And then another operator would come on and say, the number you just dialed, blah, 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 does not exist. Well, it's the same number that the other operator just gave me. Or I would get a hang-up phone call, and same thing. I'd record it then. I'd punch star 69, and then I'd get a number, and then they'd say, punch one now to dial that number. I'd dial that number, and it'd be a security room somewhere. And then somebody would say to me, how did you get this number? And I'd say, look, I just dialed star 69. And they said, well, there's nobody here but me, and I didn't call you. And I said, well, I didn't call you. Anyway, I have a bunch of this stuff on tape. It's you can consider it humorous or frightening or, you know, various different ways to look at it.
Now, you've given us still photos, the video. It's, again, a national news story right now in Hustler. And before you laugh, folks, they do serious reports. They broke a lot of JFK stuff. They've done other government-sponsored terror stuff in the past. And so they do these reports. And, of course, I'm sure – well, I want to get into how you finally got in contact with the media and how this has now come out. But please continue with what then happened next.
Yeah. Then it progressed to I would have a private conversation in my house or somebody else's house or whatever. And then maybe the next day I'd be sitting down at a restaurant, and 5-8 minutes after I'm sitting there, two guys would come in, and they'd sit on either side of me. And then they'd basically have the same conversation with each other that I had with somebody in private the night before. And, like, for the first 5 times that this happened, I thought, well, that's a coincidence. That's just what I was talking about last night. And you have to remember, before you think I'm really stupid, I didn't know that this was Tim McVeigh on the tape. But
let me tell you why they probably did this. And the reason I know this is I've studied past harassment cases, past declassified operations. At first, it was to watch you and monitor you to find out if you knew what you had. Then they decided, in case you ever found out about it, to do all this so it would sound so ridiculous, so you would add all this now to the story you're telling with the video to cloud any discussion of the video and make it sound like you're nuts instead of looking at the video. A lot of COINTELPRO operations are meant to, in Black Ops, to have everything so weird and so convoluted. It's called a smoke screen that people can't get through to the original information. Do you get what I'm saying?
Sure, exactly. And when I met that retired military intelligence officer, out of the blue, he would say, ask me questions like, do you know the difference between a military investigation and a civilian one? And I had no idea what he was talking about, and I'd say, well, no, I don't know. What's the difference? And he'd say, there's no limit to what the military can do.
Yeah, it's what we see today. Secret arrest, secret torture. It's all reporters. They stay there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
I think freer in America today than they were a couple years.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We know it's not freer. We know it's not safer. I mean, even with Transportation Safety Agency, all that they have done for us, it's not safer. It's not freer. It's not a democracy. It's not anything we thought. And our guest today, Franklin Sanders, says we need to live for our freedom, not die for our freedom. And I thank you very much for joining us today, Franklin, because you are walking the walk. And again, just a couple of things. Give us an idea of a couple of the reasons why you are concerned in making the stand that you're doing right now. What two things would you say probably are more, disconcerting to you as to where this country is going?
Joy, you know your own experience, right?
Uh-huh.
You started out probably green as a gourd, and you found, you got on the trail of something that was wrong. And then you found out that you, when you went to the, quote, the authorities with it, that not only did they not care it was wrong, that they were in on it.
You got 100 on that test, yes.
Okay, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing happened to me. And so it's very easy after you see this going on and after you have the government actually try to kill you and your family, not because you've done anything wrong, but because you simply know the truth and intend to make it known and to live by it. And I mean the truth that exists in the law, in the, you know, in the written law.
Mm-hmm.
When you figure that out, you figure out, finally gets through your thick skull, that these people can't be trusted, that they're the enemies of everything decent, and in fact, the enemies of human life. And so, I don't know, it just becomes, that's something that just becomes a fact that you live with, and you have to do something about it. I mean, you have to, either that or you have to die.
That's right. So you were talking about a book prior to the break. John?
Well, yeah, what I'm trying to make your readers, your listeners understand is that there was a shift from the household economy to the industrial economy. And that, what was planned in that shift, it's not that I'm being conspiratorial, because there was a way in which there was a social trend there that was happening that was being pushed by technology, by the new technology, which made centralized labor a little more, considerably more profitable and more sensible. See, before that, people actually worked in their own homes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were spread over the face of the earth. They had little homesteads. And most people, if they had a farm, raised just about everything on that farm that they needed.
That's right.
I mean, that, you know, if they drank coffee, they bought coffee. They had to go buy salt somewhere and so forth and so on. There were a few small things. But I'm talking about from soup to nuts, from, you know, from milk to cheese, everything they made themselves. And everybody in the household contributed to that economy. For instance, and they would, I'm thinking about England right now in particular, that there was a whole raft of people who made their living weaving, and they did that in their own home. So, and then the steam, you know, the steam mills came in and replaced that, but so that process was going on in the 19th century. But after the war between the states, remember I said it wasn't the North that won, it wasn't the South that won, it was the corporations that won. Those people behind those corporations, people like Carnegie, set out to remold society so that they would create, through government schooling, docile workers and voracious consumers to keep their system going. Now, anybody can go on the internet and order John Gatto's book. And I tell you, John is a wonderful fella. He was Teacher of the Year in the public schools in New York City, and New York State. And after he won that award, he made an announcement in the Wall Street Journal that he was quitting education because he was tired of hurting children and he wasn't going to contribute to it anymore.
Wow.
But what Gatto did was, He he's not a, Gatto's not a paranoid conspiratorialist or any of that stuff. Gatto's a very good, very serious researcher. And what he does is he shows these connections. He shows how they built up and developed a system that would indoctrinate children, through the public education system to be docile workers and voracious consumers. Now, you think about it. If you have less time with your child by far than the TV set does, and far less time than this stranger who's teaching him in public school. And I'm not saying that all public school teachers are evil creatures of the of some conspiracy. My mother and daddy were both teachers, okay? But the fact is, they take your child and they indoctrinate your child.
Okay, we've got a 3-minute break. We're going to be right back after this break. Find out how he is going to do it with his family and what he thinks we need to do to prepare. We've got a whole bunch of things at the Power Hour you can prepare with. A lot of excellent books. I'll tell you about them. And stay tuned to the Power Hour, back in 3 minutes with Franklin Sanders.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 22nd, 2006. Gold 619. Ounce gold coins are at 639.64, 322.37 for half, 161.19 for quarter ounce coins. That's 639.64, 322.37, and 161.19. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to give some credit where credit is due. Our guest has been trying to, you know, finally figure this out, been trying to get this story out for a while without success. I wish we would have run into him. But the editor over there at Hustler, the investigative journalist that did a lot of the reporting on this, Brian Sachs, just amazing. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment. And again, he graciously sent us the video, stills of it. The reporters over there at the magazine contacted us to give us this information because they're listeners and because they're doing a feature story on 9/11 Truth in a couple months. And they just want to get this information out. And it's I mean, remember, it was Hustler that broke the stuff with Jimmy Swaggart and the prostitute. My point is that they do real old-fashioned investigative reporting over there. And I've had a chance to read some of the advances on the 9/11 cover story, and it's unbelievable. In the same issue, there's articles about the Bushes and the Nazis. I mean, I just can't believe this is in the mainstream news. But again, you don't see CNN or Fox reporting on it. It's Larry Flint doing it. But if we don't expose government-sponsored terror, we're not going to have a country. And so the main person I want to commend is Bill Bean for having the courage to go public with this, but I think it's, again, he said he was angry. We're going to go back to him in just a moment. You've been asking forever. I've been so busy that we never got it done because it takes time to put them together, offer them, get them out. So I had some of my local associates do it who don't even work, you know, for me. They work with me to master them and redo them, and they did a great job. You can get all of my other films. Remember, I had 7 films you couldn't get on DVD? My first 7 films. Because I'm always so busy on the next story, the next report, so busy making the next film, literally working 18 hours a day many days, that I never had time to go back and do it. To go make new covers, to go and make the menus, to encode them, to send them off and manufacture them. Well, we now just got them in. But they came in this morning, UPS. They're not up on the shopping cart. You can't call and get them yet. I'm just letting you know that by tomorrow, maybe even tonight, you will be able to get Police State 1, 2, and 3. You will be able to get the Masters of Terror. You will be able to get Police State 3, Total Enslavement, as I mentioned. You'll be able to get America Destroyed by Design, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. My first 7 films now on DVD. And by the way, I'm going to offer all 7 of them together for $99. What's that come out to, like? It's a huge discount. And the Police States all come together in a box set. Leave it to me to plug something that isn't even available, but we've got it here in the office. You'll be able to get it tonight or tomorrow. Ryan's building some big pages on Infowars.com on the Yahoo shopping cart. And I am proud of my folks. We're usually 4 or 5 days behind on shipping because we're a small operation. You know, we get the orders in a few days to process and send it out. We are up to the day on shipping. Friday, if you ordered Friday, we were, you know, shipping it to you, UPS Ground, guaranteeing you get it a few days before Christmas. I can't say that'll happen now, but we're up to the day shipping, and I hope to keep it at this point now that we've gotten to this point to where we get the orders that day, and they're shipped out that day or the next morning. We're trying to get modern, you know, where people expect stuff like today when they order it today. But you can still go to Amazon.com and get Terror Storm, and you can get it shipped to you before Christmas. They are still offering that for the next day or two. You can still get my new film, Terror Storm, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror, which we're talking about today. It's the foundation of the global police state. It's how they sell you on enslaving you. Oh, we're doing it so the terrorists don't get you, and every time you research it, it's government or private corporations that stand to gain from war, from terror. So get Terror Storm. I hope that you'll get America Freedom to Fascism that we offer at Infowars.com. We got a bunch of specials that we're running until the end of the month. Huge discounts where some of my films are as low as $5.95 a piece. T-shirts for $9.95. Pro-gun T-shirts, anti-New World Order shirts, 9/11 inside job shirts for as low as $9.95. And we also, till the end of the month, have the PrisonPlanet.tv special where you can get 5 months plus. It's 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year. So you pay for a little more than 6 months, you get 5-plus months free until the end of this month by getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book. Paul Watson's book, by the way, now out of print. One place you can get it is there. My weekly TV reports. Here's an example. We had one of the main anthropologists from Apocalypto on the Sunday broadcast I do. We're going to put that interview together and put it up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Barbara McLeod, great lady. She's so interesting. I'm going to have her back in studio on Thursday here in this studio. And that'll be up there, too. My local TV show, now national, you can get it over PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get a trial membership for $5.95. It's a great gift to give. You can just go create your own access code or code name with your membership and then give that to your friends and family. And give that as a gift in the e-card or in a physical card you give them. And then your purchases make this broadcast and what we do here possible. We take the support that comes in here financially through the purchase of videos and books, and we put it right back into fighting the globalists. That is our total mission. So again, prisonplanet.tv, or call toll free to get films, 1-888-253-3139, or order via Infowars.com. Okay, let's go back to my guest, who I think I'm going to try to hold about 5-10 minutes in the next hour, so we need to go through this whole story. We're talking to Bill Bean, the filmmaker who was out there in 93, videotapes, who's clearly McVeigh. We'll go through the evidence of that in a few minutes. At this base, a year and a half, I made a mistake, I said a year and a half after he was out of the military entirely, you know, washed up basically, but the intel we had from state police, FBI and others was he was really sheep-dipped, a U.S. government agent. Sheep-dipping is when they take you into covert operations by claiming that you were discharged, or there's extreme sheep-dipping where they claim, you know, you died. There's thousands of those people. Oh, they died in helicopter crash, or they died in action. And really, it's a new identity. It's like in the film No Way Out. Well, who are these men? Are they with Special Forces? They're men associated with Special Forces. So that's clearly what happened with McVeigh. Very distinguished in Desert Storm 1. Then he runs around the country to Waco and every gun show and every white supremacist group, creating a ledger, creating a history. Classic MO. He hooks up with Iraqis we know are U.S. government agents. But I'll detail that later. Let's get back to Mr. Bean. So bring me up to the time here. It's in the late 90s. Your friend sees this raw footage, says that's McVeigh. It's right when the trial's going in Denver. You still don't completely click. When did you click that that's why there'd been all this harassment?
When I looked at the internet and saw more of a detailed rundown of his life and of his military involvement and saw that no matter which side I went to, his military involvement ended in basically 92. And that's when it ended, cut and dried. And then I began to realize...
And then researchers like myself and others had detailed that he was still in a covert operation and the government denied it and called it a conspiracy theory. Here's evidence that we've been correct.
Well, I'll be interested in seeing what'll take place now. Let me tell you that I just got back from Washington, D.C., and I dropped off all this information over at Congressman Rohrabacher's office. And then they were going to have the hearings in December about reopening the investigation into the Oklahoma City bombing. I went to Washington, D.C. I went to his office. I dropped off everything you have, the DVD, the blow-up of the photos, the forensics tests, all that. And they said, well, gee, thanks for bringing this in. And then the next thing I find out, they have canceled the hearings. So now, and I said, well, I'm ready to testify. And they said, oh. So now they canceled the hearing.
But when did it finally all click for you that he was involved with the government, this is all connected to government black ops? I mean, when did it really come rushing in on you?
I'm sure by 2000, 2001, the past 7 years of my life then suddenly began to make sense to me.
What happened to the harassment once you'd woken up?
Well, it still continued until about 2004. And actually, people I spoke to about this said, well, once McVeigh was executed or whatever took place there, did it stop then? And no, not really, but it has seemed to have stopped in the last year or two, whatever that means.
Did they say anything in phone calls or on the street? Where did it end with this former Air Force, military intelligence guy who wanted to be your friend?
Well, he was a nice guy, but and I knew him from let's say January of '96 till June of '96. He was a nice person. I have to tell you what his wife said to me one time. I went to his house to visit him. I was sitting with his wife and in the kitchen, and she said to me, she mentioned his name, the husband, and she said, yeah, he was talking about you with a general in Washington last night. And I said to her, he was talking about me to a general in Washington. What is that supposed to mean? She began to say something, and then he walked into the room, and she changed the subject and would never bring it up again. So basically, in about June or so of 96, after I'd known these people for about 6 months, everybody in my life just seemed to know too much about me, and I just
felt pressure from all sides. And so I just basically ended my relationship with them.
Did anybody advise you to make copies of this tape once you woke up to get it out to other sources so you'd be safe?
People did mention that to me, and
well, let me say, now you are safe, unless they do the very rare thing, a blue moon type decision, and kill you to intimidate everybody. But I don't think that's going to happen now. You're in a lot better position now. Now, let's talk about the vetting of this video. I mean, I'm looking at the stills of the video that we're going to be posting. We're also going to post the stills. This is McVeigh. You can look at the teeth, the eyes, the eyebrows, the face. This looks just like his Army photos. This is him when he was younger, folks. And then his first arrest photos, then versus him in Terre Haute, Indiana, before execution. This is McVeigh. There is no doubt. Now, voice print's been done. A lot of vetting was done by Larry Flint's operation before they went with this. Go through the vetting, the voice print, the face analysis, all of this.
That's an interesting fact too. I had the video, and then I made copies of it, and then I wanted to get a voice analysis done. So I went to a place in Wisconsin here, not far from Chicago, and again I told no one I was doing this, but again to show you that they were watching me, I went to the place that did forensics voice work. Didn't make a reservation, just walked up to the door and knocked and entered. And the person who owned the place and did the actual work wasn't there, but their secretaries and aides were there. They said, "How can we help you?" And I said, "Well, I've got Tim McVeigh on tape, and what I want to do is do a voice match to see, okay, does the voice match? Is this Tim McVeigh as far as the forensics work goes?" And they said, "Well, yeah, we can do that."
And for those that don't know, the best way to do it, the way they did it with the fake Bin Laden tape, the fat Bin Laden, very shoddy job, is you take a real Bin Laden tape and create a voice key. That's what you use with voice ID on your phone system or your security system at your office or house, folks. This has been well-developed for over a decade. And then they take the new tape and see if it will fool the key. Now, if the audio isn't high enough or is distorted, if it isn't clear, still it won't activate the voice key, but if it's close enough, they can then tell by the pattern and tell with almost 100% certainty that it is McVeigh. What type of voice analysis was this?
Well, actually, what happened there is it never took place. They asked to see the tape, so I played it for them. And then I said, "Now I'm going to have to tell you something." I said, I'm under a surveillance and a harassment here. And they said, "Oh, what do you mean by that?" And so I told them the whole story. So while I'm telling them the story, they get two hang-up phone calls. And I said to them, "This happens all the time now." And they said, "Okay." So basically, they made an appointment for me to come in a few days later, bring in the tape, because I didn't want to let it out of my sight. And then they would do the forensics test while I was there. I left. I called them a few days later, and they informed me they would not be able to do the forensics voice test on there.
So to make a long story short, who did you finally get to do the voice analysis?
I went to the University of Utah. There's a Professor Blomgren at the speech department there. And Professor Blomgren has all the sophisticated computers. And
I have his report here.
His report, yeah, I sent you that. And, he's you can read the report, and certainly, for instance, the guy in the soldier in the tank, his voice comes out to like 153 cycles a second, and the known McVeigh voice from 60 Minutes interview was 151 cycles a second. Both of these, they're so nearly exact, and they're above the norm, which is the norm is like 125 to 145 cycles a second. Anything above 145 cycles makes you then seem to have a high voice.
So he went off the overall tonal quality and the different pitch cycles. So the tape wasn't good enough to do a voice print comparison?
That I'm not sure. I do know that he also used 10 other people to repeat the same phrases that the soldier in the tank used, and then they compared all those different people to known to a voice of McVeigh. and then had independent people listen and say which individual is this individual.
Now, in the report, the scientist is saying that the video quality was moderate, but that he was still able to do a good test. So it probably wasn't good enough to do an actual voice print.
Well, he's clunking around there with his shoes and stuff.
Yeah, he says mouth to microphone distance was inconsistent as the subject was moving around the recording. So the sound of the tank of the metal in the shoes, that's what doesn't allow, I guess, a perfect voice print. But the professor basically says that he believes it's the same person.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's like 86%. Sure. Sure. He asked me if he did I want him to testify in a court of law, and I said, well, I hope so, but I'm not ready yet.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about the face analysis. The analysis, I mean, I can just look at it. It's McVeigh, but an analysis was done of that as well, and we'll talk about why this is so important.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
They play their games, we play ours. Welcome back. Bill Bean is our guest. Sir, let's continue for those who just joined us, a full year and a half after Timothy McVeigh supposedly out of the military, he is at this military base in the Dakotas, Camp Grafton. Our guest is out there scouting for a film he wants to make. He's shooting video of it, as you do on locations, location scouting. Everybody's nice to him until he films McVeigh, who looks like McVeigh, and the guy freaks out. The point is that we know from our own separate research, state police, police officers, FBI, investigators, press reporters, I mean, they kill cops over this, like Terrence Yagi. There were bombs in the buildings. The fuel oil bomb was a diversion. We got photos by pilots, Lowe, a few weeks before Oklahoma City bombing, of a Ryder truck being loaded of what looks like a fuel oil tank. All of this together, we know that al-Husseini Hussein, this has even come out in court, was an Iraqi Republican Guard trained by our government in the 80s when Saddam was our ally, brought back in with 5,000 other Iraqis by Bush Sr., 3,000, Bill Clinton, 2,000 more. We know they're all over the country using all different sorts of nefarious activities. We know they were there. Al-Husseini Hussein seen getting out. We've talked to FBI agents who saw the videotapes, which were seized under national security, showing these Arabs with McVeigh. People at, it was the same old story, topless bars, restaurants, just like with 9/11. All these Arabs with McVeigh. That way, if they got caught in the diversionary blast, the government could say, oh, look, it's Arabs. Then the state police arrested some of them. Clinton ordered them released. John Doe number two, folks, al-Husseini Hussein. This is unbelievable. We have police surveillance footage of the Iraqis that the state police released and the Oklahoma City police released in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. 45 minutes of that three-hour film was Oklahoma. It's really three films in one. I mean, that's how surveilled they were. We've had the police here on air, folks. They told you. These are U.S. government agents, period. Period. And so was McVeigh. Now, did they really kill him? Did they stage his death? Big press reports reported his chest was still moving when he was pushed out. That was in mainstream news. I don't know. You see, that's cloak and dagger. It's so bizarre, you never know what is really going on. But we do know that he was a U.S. government agent. And now it's broken nationally in a national magazine, and we have the exclusive video going up in the next few hours. We're going to have the photos, the video. Paul Watson's writing a report. I want this to be a good one. They're all good, but this is really important. We ought to get video of McVeigh, too. We're also getting the audio clip for you to actually play it on air here. Let me go back to our guest. We have another unbelievable guest coming on, or I would keep our guest for the next hour. I wish we could. We'll keep him a little bit into the next hour. Our other guest is a top professor, wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty. He's going public with the government involvement in the anthrax attacks. It just never ends. People always say, well, people go public. People find out. People know. They do. Stay there, Bill, because I want to come back to you after this 60-second break and hit some of the other key points here. And it's clear we've got to do another interview on this subject. Folks, do you realize the magnitude of this? We have Timothy McVeigh on video in the military at a base a year and a half at. That's incredible.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.